I can't imagine how you must be feeling right now. When was the last time that you heard from your daughter?
I heard from her late Tuesday. The hurricane hit in the very early hours Wednesday morning.
And your daughter, Mariah, and her boyfriend, I know they live on the island year-round. This is an island that's just off the coast of Puerto Rico. How were they preparing for the hurricane when you talked to them?
Well, they live across the street from the beach, which is a very low-lying area. So they planned to leave their home and to travel uphill to a house on higher ground to be safe. The house they were evacuating to was also a concrete house, which, of course, would fare better in a hurricane. So they were filling, you know, coolers with water. They were gathering their food and any kind of important papers or precious belongings. And they have three dogs that they also were bringing with them.
How many people are on Vieques?
It's a population of about 9,000 people, about the size of Nantucket is how I like to describe it.
And it's a bit isolated from Puerto Rico, is it not?
Yes, it's on the east coast of Puerto Rico. There's two islands that are part of Puerto Rico, Vieques and Culebra, off the east coast.
Now, have you heard anything from any authorities as to, you know, the fate of the island right now?
There is a very big problem with communication. All the cell towers, of course, were knocked out and there's no power. So Vieques also, because it's isolated and, you know, there really has been very little word about what has been going on, you know, around the island. There were two satellite phones on the island who were getting very sporadic 10-second messages from people here and there over the week, and they're basically saying, help, you know, we have no water, no power, you know, there's no fuel on the island. There's the island depends on ferry service for its food and gas, and the last ferry actually left last Monday morning at 11 a.m., so now we're looking at a solid week that the island has not received supplies. And without gas, of course, there can be no cleanup because, you know, the trucks that have the gas that's in them, and once they run out of gas, they become useless, and chainsaws, and, you know, and then, you know, the food supply is dwindling rapidly, and there is no water, which is just a really very scary.
But to be clear, you haven't talked to your daughter or heard about her or her boyfriend at this point.
No, we have not. You know, very many people are waiting to hear. There's no way to know if they're safe or not.
Are you talking with other people that have relatives on the island via social media or on phone or any other way?
Absolutely. Just I'm completely plugged in most of the time, just scanning and looking for any kind of information, as many other people are. There are long lists of people that are unaccounted for. And, you know, there's a very, very small list of people that have been confirmed safe. So, we're waiting.
Yeah, I can't imagine how that must feel. I know with Hurricane Harvey hitting, you know, Texas and, of course, Hurricane Irma with Florida, FEMA and other relief organizations stretched thin right now across the U.S. Has the island received any attention that you know of?
What has happened, Puerto Rico, you know, the main island also was, you know, slammed by this hurricane. And what often happens is the needs of the main island are met first. And, you know, just trying to bring awareness to the fact that, you know, please don't forget these two little islands. You know, they're completely isolated and their situation is a little different because, you know, nobody's flying in to see them. Right now, as a from what I know, there has not been any kind of ferry, cargo, anything coming in with supplies.
Well, Valerie, we hope to talk to you again with much better news soon. Valerie Mowbray from the town of Holderness, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
And best of luck.